Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holger. Join Maggie every Wednesday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, for an hour of positive reinforcement on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, here's Maggie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Hour of Inspiration. This is Maggie Holbeck, and I'm honored to be your host today at Crystal Clear Coaching, the Hour of Inspiration, Motivation, and Sharing of Love and all the wonderful gifts that we have here to offer with myself and our guests. And our guest today is Pat Kammer, and she's a beautiful lady, and I'm sure she'll tell you a little bit about herself also. But from what I know of Pat, she is an author of the book Love's Voice Changes You, which I can't wait to read. I haven't read it yet, but I have friends who are doing workshops or little groups together using the book, and they're enjoying it immensely. So I've had a chance to glance at it, but we're going to learn more today about the book. Pat is also just back from China, so we'll talk a little bit about that and hear how her trip went. And she's a widow after 58 years, so I'm sure there's lots of inspiration and stories that comes from her experiences in her life. But without further ado, I will turn it over to Pat to tell you a little bit about the beautiful woman that she is, and then we'll get chatting. So, Pat, are you there?
I'm here. How
Hello.
Are you?
You're welcome. I'm so honored to have you on the show.
I am equally honored to be on your show. Thank you for asking me.
You're welcome.
This is a great experience for me to be on Blog Radio with all your listeners. Thank you.
Wonderful. Yes, and we are on Blog Talk Radio. And just for our listeners, that's blogtalkradio.com/GGM radio, which stands for Greater Good Ministries. And there's lots of great shows there that you can access at any time you want. So, Pat, tell us a little bit about who you are, and then let's talk a little bit about where you've just come from.
Well, I'm a great-grandmother, of course, a grandmother, great-grandmother of four, and I gained a lot of experience over the years because I've been on this spiritual trip since the 40s, and it's made me into a place, it's taken me into a place where I'm able to teach others what I know. That's my mission. Excuse me. And The book came out of listening to Spirit's voice, because I got myself into a tight place, if you will, because my husband was dying. He'd always looked after everything, and I knew nothing about anything as far as financial security or the bills, paying the bills, or looking after the home front. I was just put out to sink or swim. And I went within myself. I said, Spirit, I'm scared. How am I going to deal with this? And I Spirit says, what do you want? Well, I don't know what I want. Well, what don't you want then? Well, I don't want to be in this place anymore, because we lived in a great big old Victoria home, and my husband couldn't climb up the stairs anymore, so I knew the writing was on the wall, and it was all up to me to do the changing. So I asked for direction, and I got it from the voice within. And I started to journal it and put my findings out online to my friends. And one day, one of them said, when are you going to put this into a book? This is fantastic stuff. I sent it to my sister or my brother or whoever, and it helped them, and it's helping me. So I never even thought of it as being a book. So
wow.
That's where the book came from.
And how long ago was this, Pat? When did you start journaling? Was it your husband was still alive at the time?
Yes, he died in 2012, and it'll soon be a year. And it started in 2009, and
okay.
Because he showed signs of losing it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been a businessman, very powerful man. He used to be a police officer, then he became his own music store. And so he knew everything about running a business, but all of a sudden he couldn't figure out how to do income tax or the HST or anything, which
wow.
He always was able to do. Now I realize, it was going to be up to me. And it frightened me. Really did,
right.
Because we had a house for 46 years, and we had to get rid of all the stuff, you know.
Wow.
I was shown moment by moment, step by step, easy and effortless, a way to move forward. And it was miraculous, really miraculous.
Now, when you say you were shown, is this listening to the spirit, to the voice that you speak of what in the title of the book?
Yes. It was that quiet, calm voice. Now, all people may not get it that way. When they ask a question, it might come as a vision. It may come as a kinetic feeling. It may not always come as audio, the way I get it. But it does come if you ask. Because I was taught how to teach others how to contact with spirit. And that's what happens. You ask the first question, it could be as easy as, am I loved? And that's a question that you can't fail to hear the answer of, or feel it, or see it in some way.
Yes. Now, Pat, when you, the voice, does it come, you know, I know myself, I do what I call my writing. So, I sit and I ask the questions and my fingers fly, and I know that that space that you're talking of for me. When you talk of the voice, is it your voice coming back to you with spirit behind it, or is there really a distinct voice that you know there's the separation? Like, how do you know what the voice is? Is it the voice of God, the voice of spirit? How does one know that?
For me, it's although I don't think of spirit as a gender, it's a male voice because that's what speaks to me most. It might be a female voice for someone else. It could be a voice of a child. It could be a voice, any kind of voice. But for me, it's a male gender, and it's always authoritative, certain, calm, all-knowing, gentle, peaceful. It's never in a hurry. It's never loud. And you pay attention to how it makes you feel. That's how I'm certain. It always makes me feel certain and peaceful. Yes, the yes is there. The other is doubt. It's a little fearful, you know. If it's the ego voice, you know the difference, totally different.
I think that's so important for people. You know, we're talking about at the next realm here of what of connecting with that divinity and that voice. But just for people to know, to listen to our feelings, it's so important. I think it's so overlooked that the importance of listening to even the feelings, the energy behind your emotions and what they're indicating. And you know, my philosophy is, and people hear me say, love is all there is, and I want to learn to live fearlessly. So I think that's such a good comparison. When you're listening to that voice, are you feeling love or are you feeling fear? And really becoming acutely aware of the difference, that subtle difference or sometimes even dramatic difference. So that really can help in us distinguishing where that comes from. So that's very, very helpful.
It is. One of the things I realized over my travels for the last 60 years or so is that I had a lot of head knowledge. And I convinced myself that the head knowledge I had was my reality. But when I got into this situation, I realized I wasn't walking my talk. So the last 2 years, I can actually say I've walked my talk because it took total trust. My book has 6 steps to trust. And that was the main thing for me. I had to trust that voice. And it came in baby steps. It didn't come overnight. It was a process. So people need to realize that, you know, it doesn't come bang on top of you right away. It takes you step by step, easy and effortless, is my phrase that I use all the time. And that's what's got me through all of this. And my future right now with this book, it was a scary thing. It was my dream to always do this, but always fear got in the way. My fear had to be obliterated with my dream. My dream had to be bigger than the fear that would stop me. I think a lot of your listeners probably have a dream within them that's not fulfilled yet, and they've allowed fear to stop them. Mm-hmm. And for me, I had to realize that if my dream was ever to be realized, my dream had to be bigger than what would stop me. And I stepped forward one step at a time and realized there was nothing to fear.
Right. And would trust be the biggest sort of tool that people would use to move through that fear,
absolutely.
Do you think? Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest ones that starts right off in my book, To Tell You Who You Really Are, because I thought who I was Mrs. So-and-so, a great-grandmother, and all the hats that I wore over the years, that is not who I am at all. And when you really find out who you really are, you don't have to be defenseless, defending of yourself. You can have certainty in your life. You walk with courage, and it only comes with that knowledge. And that's one of the things that the book teaches you, is who you really are, and that you're totally cared for, that you're loved unconditionally.
Yes,
it's an energy.
Who we are at our essence.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Now
it's an energy.
Go ahead.
It's an energy that you you proceed with and you send out, and it's what follows you. And if you have an energy of fear, that's what you will attract. If you have an energy of fearlessness and love, as you say, love is all there is, when that becomes total you are invincible.
Yes. It's a beautiful space to be in. I love that there's people like yourself sharing this message, because it really when it boils down to who we are, that's who we are, and life is much better in that energy. Now, Pat, you just to switch things around here for a minute, you just came back from a trip where you were that you enjoyed immensely, I hear. Can you tell us a little bit about that and where you went and how that came to be?
Well, I went to China, would you believe it? It was the last place on earth I ever wanted to go was China. That isn't what I had on my agenda, and I don't know how that ever happened. But a friend of mine came visiting me last summer and said that's what she was going to do, and I said, wow, that sounds like a fantastic thing. Since my husband had passed away and I had no longer needed to be, on course here to look after his needs, I could do it for the first time in life. I could go wherever I wanted, do whatever I wanted. So I thought, hey, I'm going to go on this group tour with a whole busload of people. There was 90 of us totally. And
wow.
it was an amazing trip because you got to see how the other half live, and that they don't all live like you. And it was a fascinating journey because I learned actually it's governments who say, they speak for their people, and yet the people love us, and yet their papers might say, well, Canada's having a problem with other countries. Well, not so. It's usually governments. The people love us, and we love the people. They're
well, that's,
so gentle and loving.
That's a great message to deliver back
yeah.
home. Now, Pat, do you mind sharing your age with our listeners?
I'll soon be 77.
Wow. And I wanted you to do that because, it's never – one of your quotes is that it's never too late to realize a dream fulfilled. And I think
that's
even
right.
traveling to a far distance or even a short distance, sometimes we get into that mode where we're not worthy or it's too late or we've given up on our dreams, like we talked about dreams earlier, or I'm too old. And you're just a great example of, full force, life is there to embrace, doesn't matter where we're at. And what kind of message could you share about that for everyone?
Well, I think there is no age distinction with me. It's just a number. Again, it's knowing who you are, and that if you need energy to go a long ways, you have it because I have spirit for it. You get so connected to the spiritual within you when you hear it every day that you start to trust it in every avenue, even the energy of the strength to do what I did, going on a trip to China. It never fails me. It never fails me for aches or pains. It never fails me for money. It never fails me for relationships. It's an inside job, if you will.
Exactly. I was just going to say, You know, that to me is the epitome of abundance. When you talk those words and there's more of, and the more we access it, the more we have, that is abundance, which is there of all things. We can have abundance of all things. And the more we tap into that, the greater the snowball effect.
Yeah, if you realize that you're totally one with everything and that you have the right to have the energy that you ask for. The thing is, you know, it's all about self-worth. I woke up one night and I was told to write this, to make these little cards I call COG cards, C-O-G, which mean child of God. And I have on a POA, power of attorney. I realized that one of the most powerful things I had when I was looking after my husband's needs in the hospital was the power of attorney. But I didn't realize the power of it till after a month he was there. I realized I had more power than the doctors and the nurses did. But I need to get my direction and my thinking from spirit within me. And so I made these little cards and I say on it, you have the right as a child of God, COG, to have abundance, complete abundance, freedom of great health, and wonderful relationships. And that's all that power of attorney is, the power of attorney from God. You know, I just thought it was kind of cute. It was a kind of a visual thing that they could have in their hand and say, yeah, I can have this. It's a reminder that you have that wonderful power of being one.
Yes. Now, have you had these cards made? Can people get the cards?
Yes,
I do.
Oh, and
great.
I'm going to bring them up to me, up to Thunder Bay, where you are, soon.
Yes, let's talk about that. I'm really excited. Pat is, for those that are in the northwestern Ontario area, Pat is coming to Thunder Bay, and she'll be doing a book signing on the Friday, which is Friday, May 3rd. And on that weekend, you're doing a two-day workshop, aren't you, Pat? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, actually, I'm going to be speaking to a whole group of people on the Friday night after the book signing, and then I'm doing the workshop the following 2 days, which are going to be awesome because it's going to teach people not only who they are, but how to understand everyone around them, how to use energy to distinct yes or no things. It's a form of muscle testing. They're going to learn a whole lot of really interesting stuff that I've learned over the many years that I've been doing this because I used to be in holistic healing, and I learned a lot of things, a lot of tools.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're learning all that.
So for information, I believe there's some information at your website on that event as well. And is that at the
lovevoicechangesyou.com? That's my website.
Okay,
it's right
great.
Now, I think, there's being a change that's made. My assistant's doing some changes on there, but she'll soon be done with that.
Okay, super. And the other thing, Joan Beckingham here in Thunder Bay is the contact person for this event. So if anyone's interested in learning more or booking your spot or just have questions, feel free to give Joan a call. Her number is 807-623-2991. And her email is Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, that's her husband's name, dash Joan, J-O-A-N, at Shaw, which is S-H-A-W.ca. So Larry-Joan at Shaw.ca. And you can email Joan or give her a call for more information or to book your spot and any other details you might want to get on that. Will this be your first time to Thunder Bay?
It will be. At first I was going to drive up with my assistant. And things weren't coming together, and Sudbury and Sault Ste. Marie. So I thought, you know, my motto is everything easy and effortless. And when things don't come together easy and effortless, I don't push or shove. I just say, okay, there has to be another way. So Joan says, why don't you fly up? I said, I never thought of that. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm flying up.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like an amazing. I'm sure there's going to be so many people that will enjoy that experience. And for our listeners, if you'd like to call in with any, we're going to do some questions towards the end of the show. The call in number is 1-347-237-5339. and you press 1 to speak to the host. So we'll be taking some questions later. Now, Pat, tell me, let's go back to China. You and I were talking a little bit before the show started about some of the amazing experiences, just living life. And, you know, for me, I've had amazing experiences connecting with people in a variety of places, and I was sharing an experience that happened to me in an airport recently, and that sort of, we had that topic on the go. So you had some, you were going to share with us some airport experiences. Is that something
I don't know about you, but it's my least favorite part of the trip. It's going through the airport, all the security, and especially when you're getting back from a long trip, coming forth with what you spent to customs. Those are all places that I used to fear. And now that I'm very acquainted with Spirit's voice and used to calling on Spirit whenever I need a little bit of a building up, if you will, I got to security and got pulled aside. I'm thinking, okay, what's this about, you know? And I said, okay, Spirit, what's going on here? Just keep calm, just keep cool. I was taken into another room, and the man says, you have batteries. Batteries? I don't know what batteries I'd have. Well, I bought this little battery bank. If you can, it's a little box, and you plug your iPad or your iPhone into it when you run down, if you're somewhere where you can't plug into the wall. And so I bought this when I was in China. Well, that was in my luggage that was on the plane. And anyway, so I go into this great big huge bag because I had no idea where it was. I said, Spirit, please help me. So it was right there. I just opened it up and moved a couple of items, and there was the box. I said, is this what you're talking about? And he said, that's it. Put it in your backpack. Close it up, and away I went. Nothing to fear. You know, that was the one thing that
I know, and I think travel is such a great example of that trust. And I know myself, I actually enjoy traveling. I enjoy the time in the airports. I enjoy driving. Whereas before I was always working what I call in the love frequency, I was always in a hurry. I was always thinking about where I was going next. I wasn't present. I wasn't living in the now. And now travel to me is a beautiful experience, and I think that element of trust, I apply it to travel. You know, you're delayed, it's meant to be, it's time for you to enjoy reading your book that you've been trying to read or what have you, and just knowing that you're always divinely guided for your highest good. It's such a wonderful, wonderful way to live, and such a wonderful feeling of comfort and grace and presence, and you can apply it to every aspect. You're protected.
You're protected at all times.
That's right.
At one point, I came in. I had all this. I had spent all this money going through the jade factory, the pearl factory, the embroidery factory, the pure silk factory. You couldn't come back without anything from these places. So I had all this stuff to claim, and so I was led over to another lineup of people who overspent. And I think, okay, Spirit, you're going to have to look after this situation. So I waited, and I got up to the man, and is this in Canada? And there's a Chinese man checking me through. He said, how much do you spend? And I told him, and he said, go on through. Nothing else. That was it. Just go on through. And yet my friend, she got charged $135 duty, and she didn't spend nearly as much as I did. So how can you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
We're just looked after.
That's right. Now, we're going to go to a commercial break here shortly. So I'm just wondering, if Joan is on the call, Joan Beckingham, if you wanted to cue in here, and we can just have you share any details that you want to share about the event, because I know there are people here on the call from Thunder Bay that might be really curious to know some details. And so, Joan, are you on the call? And for the producer, her number is 623-2991, if you can pick that up. She might not be able to. Okay, so we don't have Joan on the call, but that's fine. You have her contact info. And we're going to get ready to take a commercial break. But just before the break, Pat, tell us a little bit more about, you know, coming back from your trip. I know you were tired. It's only been a few days. And you're headed to Vancouver next?
I am going to Vancouver for the I Can Do It conference. And I'm one of 12 authors that are going to be doing signings. And I feel very honored to be called to do that. That's going to be an amazing experience for me.
Yes, is that your first signing at an I Can Do It conference?
Yes, for that particular venue. I've been doing lots of signings for chapters and for our libraries and this sort of thing locally in our surrounding districts, but never that far away. People say, why didn't you go to Toronto? I said, well, they were all filled up, and I guess Spirit wants me in Vancouver, so that's where I'm going.
Congratulations. I've been to I love the I Can Do It conferences, and I encourage everyone to make sure if they have an interest in this type of information to get yourself to an I Can Do It conference. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. I had the pleasure of studying under Louise Hay taking the Movers and Shakers conference in Toronto.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I got to spend the weekend with like-minded individuals, and Louise was there the whole time, so that was quite the treat, and I'm really glad that I did that. So, Pat, your book, now they can purchase that at your website as well? Or is it, is
yes,
it through can, what's the best
they can get it from BalboaPress.com, or they can get it off Amazon, or they can get it from Chapters. If they don't have it, they can ask them to order it. And I'm, you know, I have a whole lot of copies for those from the Quinney area here right in my home that I will sign for people.
Okay, great. And you're going to bring those with you when you come?
Well, Chapters will be ordering them in.
I will
bring as many copies as I can fit in my luggage.
Okay.
I'm going to go by plane, so.
And for the workshop, do people need to bring anything?
Well, they might want to bring something to write on. I'm going to have, everything supplied. All the materials are supplied, but they want to bring their own pen and maybe a little binder if they want to record things for themselves.
Okay, and I just got notice that Joan is on the line, so we're going to have Joan come on and just share a few details about the event, if you will, Joan.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Joan. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
We are fantastic.
Good. Yeah, I'm really, really excited about Pat coming to Thunder Bay. Just to give you a little bit of background on it. For Christmas, my sister sent me a book, and it was Pat's book that had just been published, Love's Voice Changes You. And I found it absolutely life-changing for me. And I was so excited and overwhelmed, and I just wanted so badly to share it with other people. So we've invited Pat to come to Thunder Bay. And in the meantime, we did a book study with about 9 people at my home, and I can tell you it was life-changing for most of those people as well. So we're really looking forward to Pat coming.
And where is she going to be, Joan? Like, where is
she's
the event?
The event's at North End Recreation Center. So that's on Huron Avenue. And it's just up from Vance Chapman School when you come off the expressway. She'd be right down there, North End Recreation Center.
Okay, well,
so
the Friday night.
Yeah, Friday she'll be doing the book signing at Chapters. And then Friday night we're going to do a free introduction. A lot of people don't know Pat, and this is a good way for them to see how powerful and amazing her message is. So 6:30 Friday night will be a free introduction at North End Recreation Center after the afternoon book signing at Chapters. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're going to have the 2-day seminar from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, and we're calling it Mind-Body Transformation. And we're saying it's to manifest changes in your health, finances, and relationships. And I know everybody's hearing a lot about these kind of things. There's a lot of books and a lot of discussion about these things. But Pat is going to bring with her the tools that we need for change. And what I can honestly say is different about Pat's message is it is down to earth. It's easy to grasp. It's powerful, quick, and It's simple and yet so powerful. It's hard to even put into words the impact that it has so quickly.
Yes, and it sounds like, you know, it'll apply to everyone. It's tools and information that anybody can, you know, utilize and pick up and make life changes. So that's awesome. Well, thanks, Joan. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me see. Anything you need to add?
Just that my email is LARRY_.
Oh, not dash.
J-O-A-N at Shaw. Yeah, not dash. That's okay. A lot of people make that mistake, but it's underscore. And I'm just really encourage people. Give me a call. There's so much more I can tell you. It's going to be an amazing, amazing event.
Wonderful.
So thank you very much, Maggie, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to discuss this online.
Great. Well, I'm happy to do it. All right. Thanks,
okay.
Joan. We're going to get ready to go to a commercial break here soon. And just for our listeners, you are on Crystal Clear Coaching, our Hour of Inspiration, and we are with Blog Talk Radio /GGM Radio. You can learn more about me, Maggie Holbeck, at www.maggieholbeck.com. And we're going to go to commercial break, so stay tuned, and we'll be back with Pat Kammer and hear some more wonderful inspiration soon.
Hello, everyone. Bea Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. The first Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
You're listening to Maggie Holbert in Crystal Clear Coaching on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Maggie.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here. I'm Maggie, and I have Pat Kamer on the line, or Kamer, sorry, Pat. She's my guest today. She's a beautiful lady that really is an inspiration to us all, and she teaches the message of love. Her book is called Love's Voice Changes You, and that's also the name of her website, .com, which I believe is under construction or having some changes made, but we'll be back up and running soon, so you can learn a lot more about her there. Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio /GGM Radio, and I'm going to bring Pat back on. Pat, are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. So we had a little break, and we shared some great information. You are coming to Thunder Bay. We talked about your a little bit about your book and your trip to China, and you're heading to Vancouver to do a book signing. So you're a busy lady, and what an inspiration for us to know that age is not a limiting factor. Usually, our own selves is what is the limiting factor in anything we do. We talked a little bit about fear, but here you are. You're 77 soon. You're going to be 77 soon, and you've written a book just last year. It was 2012, correct?
Yep.
And that
was
your first book.
Finished. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the first book.
Well, I made a manual type. It was self-published. It wasn't edited, and it was just it wasn't like what we've done. This time I did it right.
Oh, cool. I think most people have that, or that I talk to anyway, all seem to have a book in them or several books in them. So, it's good to know that we can let these books out and let our sharings and inspirations out at any time in our life. It's never too late. It's always the right time, the perfect time when it happens. So, Pat, what else would you like to tell our listeners today?
Well, the book is somewhat similar to the one you were mentioning before by, what did you say, Conversation with God. It's quite a little bit like that, but a lot different in that it kind of bounces all over according to what people's problems are. It would ask a question, a specific question, about not being able to say no, for instance. And what do you do about when somebody wants to borrow money from you? And what spirit has to say about those things? Just practical, down-to-earth things. How can you have better self-esteem and think better of yourself when you've been told all your life from the time you were a little grasshopper to think, you know, that you're not good enough, that you'll never measure up or whatever, and this is stuck. See, I do hypnosis, and I realize that before the age of 5, there is no critical factor between your subconscious and your conscious mind. That's one of the things I'm going to be teaching at the workshop, that you there's nothing to stop this wrong information from going in there and getting stuck. So later on in life, you become a doctor or a lawyer, and you wonder why you still have this low self-esteem issue going on. Well, it's because it's stuck in there. And we're able to give you tools to get you out of that. And, yeah, it's all these things that I've put in the book are not just things that spirits say, but to show you the how-tos. That's what makes it different from another book. And I've been told that it's very clear and down to earth from those who've read it, and they say that it's changed their lives. So it changes you because it makes you, it gets you to think differently about you, about yourself. And when you think differently about you, and you're, and you have no more limitations, anything's possible. Because with God, all things are possible, and He withholds no good thing from you. He, she, or it, whatever you want to call God. And it's we ourselves who keep ourselves bound up, if you will, and not able to produce, you know, great results in our life or great relationships. We are the co-creators with God. And it shows you how your thinking causes a wrong result or different, you know, vice versa.
I often think of that, I don't know if they call it the worst torture or the worst whatever awful place to be, is a person being alone with their own mind.
Well, especially if you're in a fear mind.
Exactly.
And not realizing who you really are.
That's right. When we're in our limiting, our fearful, that space, yeah, that's what I thought of when we were talking of limitation, yes.
One of the things that I dealt with was how to get over grief. Being with someone in your life for 58 years is no little thing. You're constantly with that person. And how now do I get over? How do I get along? How do I go forward? And grief can be so crushing, so terribly crushing. It just takes the breath right out of you. Well, I was taught how to, by Spirit's voice, how to get over my grief. And I put that in the book. How to get over your grief, if you're willing to let your grief go.
Mm-hmm.
So not everyone is wanting to go there because they think to let grief go is a slight against the one they love. Maybe they're thinking that they don't love enough when they're letting their grief go. If the shoe were on their foot, other foot, your loved one would not want you to suffer in such a way.
I think it was last week, one of the callers or one of the guests I had, we were discussing the difference between pain and suffering. And grief is very much like suffering in that it can become immobilizing. It's,
yes,
you know,
very much
so right. Heavy that it becomes immobilizing, and that's the true base of absolute fear for sure.
Well, I would just experience just enough of it to know how it feels. And I'll tell you, I couldn't wait to get out of it.
Better on the other side.
Yeah, I didn't know how to get out of it. I could think all I liked about how better it was on the other side, how, you know, better it was for them and everything, but I still was in this horrible space of hurting, you know, when it happened, you could hardly breathe. And I tell you from personal experience that you can get out of it and you can get out of it as quickly as you want to.
In an instant, even.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's very important to make note of. Is people think that things have to take a long time. They don't. They can happen instantaneously, and we can uncreate just as fast as we create.
Absolutely. Like you say, there is no time. And
no.
There's just this moment, and you can make that moment different if you want it to be.
That's right.
That's how
so,
you,
Pat,
whatever you're focused on. Sorry, you go ahead.
Okay, we're coming in for a landing here. So if anybody would like to call in and have questions for Pat, the call-in number is 347-237-5339. And you are listening to Crystal Clear Coaching with Maggie Holbeck and my guest, Pat Kammer. And Pat, the book now, when you talk about listening to the voice, you know, sometimes people think that to go within to get their answers, it has to be special. They have to meditate. They have to, you know, light three purple candles or whatever. But really, there is no one. So can you share with us how you connect to that voice? I'm sure there's nothing special you do, or is there? Can you elaborate on that, when it happens for you? Is there a set time or place, or how does it work?
I believe that can be a misconception that you have to, you know, be in a lotus position and, you know, contemplate your navel, if you will. It can be at any moment. It can be when you're driving your car, washing your dishes. I simply say spirit is like your best friend. Spirit often has a sense of humor. And I just ask a question, and I get this amazing answer. And some of it just confounds me. That's why I just feel... just things that I would never have thought of. It just comes out of the blue, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And I want an answer to something, and I get it.
So then do you go and write it down, or like how does
I
that
do.
Work?
I write it down.
Yeah.
I do a little complaining, and the other day I did the complaining, and I have a saying, all problems are solved. And Spirit says, whatever happened to all problems are solved? You know, so, and I was taken aback. Well, I was complaining like crazy and forgetting that I had this saying, you know. And
right.
So I say it, and all problems do resolve themselves instantly almost.
Yes, yeah. I do a gratitude prayer when I am in that situation. I'll say, thank you for already solving this problem for me and, you know, assuming it's
mm-hmm.
done and carry on
yeah.
and detach from it.
Lately, I'm being told about the word goal, having goals, and it's all right to have plans. Sometimes they become too rigid, but Spirit reminds me that a goal is always in the future, and we don't know if we have one. And you need to know that today is the most important part of your life, this moment, and your goals need to be in the moment, you know. If you're going to say anything to yourself, it needs to be in the present tense and not always putting it off in the future. That's why certain words are so dynamic, you know. Yeah, certain words put things off in the future, and other words are powerful words that are happening this minute.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It can make all the difference in how you respond to your life.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of goals, I know we're trying in the moment, but is there another book coming out, or?
It's already in the plan. It's already being edited.
Really?
Yes, because I have, like,
one?
I call them Pat's Patters, because patter is a word that's taken from hypnosis. It's a series of sentences and verses, or sentences, if you will, phrases that make a difference in the subconscious mind. And so I call them Pat's Patters. And they come pretty well, you know, weekly, daily. It can come anytime. And I have a storehouse of them, if you will. So I sent them off to my editor, and she edits them. And she has another life, so she does them when she can in between what she does. And so it's already in the works.
Wonderful.
It'll talk more about, I'm sure some of your listeners will know what I'm talking about, going into the fourth and fifth dimension of reality, because we're in this third dimension denseness that we're in right now, where it all looks so real, but it really is an illusion of time. The fourth dimension is realizing there's more, and the fifth dimension is knowing there are possibilities are unlimitless.
Mm.
And that's where we are right now in our thinking. This
it.
Is the shift that's going on in our world.
Yes, and I'm sure everybody, unless they have their head in the sand, realizes that there is a shift happening, that we're awakening to this beautiful place of possibilities and infinite intelligence and information and love and light, it's really, really, I personally feel that I am living at the best time ever. I'm excited to be alive, excited to be on the planet, excited to tap into this, excited to meet people like you, Pat, and to share the message. And I think that the more of us that embrace it and, you know, tap into that energy that of this new shift, what an amazing and glorious time it is.
For sure. It's a time that's never, it's been unprecedented, what we're going through right now. And I have two groups that I teach every week. And one of the things I say, if you're seeing things on the news right now that are a little scary, don't let it scare you. It's a part of the process. It's part of the breakdown in government, the change in our hospital care, the changes in our system like history and geography and in every area, in our education. Everything is changing. Don't let it scare you. It's part of it.
Mm-hmm. And just like the Internet, people have a fear of the Internet. Really, I see Internet as what I would call like God, omnipresent, all there is. But it's also a great opportunity to help with this dismembering of the way things are, and which is all part of the perfect process. And, another thing to be embraced, and as with all things, there's all sides to it, isn't there?
Well, there's no end to where it's going to go next, you know.
And yeah.
Who would ever have thunk that I could talk to Joan over 1,000 miles from me in present time with 9 people in the room, and they have me on the television through Skype. I mean, that was never ever possible just a short while ago. And here we are able to speak to one another. We did while we were in China, speak to our loved ones at home.
I know.
That was never a possibility.
I think it's just so amazing. Those that know me know that I love technology. I love social media, and that's exactly why. That in itself is a whole new level to this exciting time. And I don't know about you, Pat, but when people would ask me about, when we're talking about the shift here, 2012, what do you think? I was like, I'm excited. It's awesome. We're in a whole new place and ride it, because it's amazing. And it's a time to drop that fear. So you're right. When that happens, just know everything's part of what's, peeling back the onion, I like to call it.
Yeah, me too. The shift happened many, many, many eons before that. It didn't happen just on 2012.
On a day,
it was slowly coming, And people think that change happens bang right over, like something hitting you on the top of the head. It happens so gradually. I like to tell my group that it comes in through the back door of your mind, if you will. It just creeps in, and all of a sudden you have this amazing knowledge or wisdom or whatever that it wasn't there before.
Yes, and then when you get
when
to
you're
that,
tuned.
That place of knowing, where you're at with the voice, then it's just like, oh, you're complete. So, Pat, we have a caller, so I'm going to turn over to our caller now. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. And
hello.
I'm sure Pat recognizes the voice.
Yes.
This is
another
Ginny.
Voice.
I'm Pat's assistant. And I just wanted to call in to say how much I've appreciated this woman's work in my life. I've read the book, and, of course, the book was written just for me. And I just want to say the many changes that it's made in my life has been phenomenal. And I recommend it to anyone who's going through all these stresses of life, that it definitely will make a change in their life. And I'm also glad to meet you, Maggie.
Yes, and what is your name?
My name is Ginny.
Janine?
Ginny Burshaw, actually.
Ginny.
Virginia. I nicknamed her Ginny.
Oh, yeah, Ginny is a nickname. It's Virginia,
Ginny's had a past history of a lot of turmoil in her life. And I'm sure our listeners have had, similar in their life. And it shows that hers was very severe. And it shows that if she can come through it, anybody can, believe me.
Absolutely. And it just brings tears to my eyes to think that there was someone like Pat that could actually help me. All the self-help books I've ever read, they just give you a little carrot to dangle before your face, but with hers, I could actually apply what is said there to my life and it's just changed all the fear and anxiety that I was going through. And I have to say that being involved with religion had really put me into a box that was so fearful that I feared God, I feared everything. But now I see it totally in a different light.
Wow.
So I know that it will be a huge help to those that are really in that same predicament.
Ginny, can I ask you a question and see what your response is?
Sure.
Would you say that Pat's work and Pat's book and what she does has helped you to remember who you are?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, my concepts of who I was and who God was and that I was just this tiny little thing here that, you know, was so insignificant, and if I made all these mistakes, I was doomed for eternity. And now I just see myself as this divine being that's here on a journey like everyone else, and I'm growing. I just so many wonderful, positive things are happening to me now. And then Pat took me on as her assistant, which has given me a great opportunity to further my skills and to think about things differently now. I felt so inadequate that I couldn't do anything, and who would want to hire me to do anything now at my age, and all these negative things. But I just appreciate now just what she's brought into my life and how this has helped me so much.
Awesome. And I asked that question because that's my mission is to, that's it, help people to remember who we are. And we're just absolutely perfect. We're divine. We're love. That's who we are at our essence, our core.
Oh, yes.
Who we're expressing. So you're coming up to Thunder Bay with Pat?
Yes, I am.
Great.
Yes,
we'll
I
get
am.
To meet.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited about that because now I'm beginning to be able to travel and stuff that I haven't been able to do. But, no, I see everything so differently, Maggie. And I look at people now and I say, oh, you know, the divine in me salutes the divine in you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see people with their faults and failures anymore and in judgment, that kind of thing.
Right, beautiful. So, now, Ginny, is there anything at being Pat's assistant, we're coming to an end here, is there anything that Pat or I missed sharing, any links, any upcoming events, places that people...
No, I believe not. Well, she's going to be in Bloomfield, which most probably don't know about that. Bloomfield is not; it's just a little town here, not far from where we live, and she's going to be doing her book signing there. So that's the only one, actually, that you've missed.
Okay, great. Well,
but
thank
other,
you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks for having me on here, just to spew my little bit here.
Yes,
and,
we agree.
So, Ginny, is the webpage... Are people able to get on my webpage right now?
Oh, yes, yeah. There's no problem there. I was going to mention that.
She was messing around with it, so I didn't know if it was ready or not.
Yeah, because I had went when we were on the call, and for some reason, but it probably was just me.
What happened when you went on there?
It just came up to the search, you know, when it gave you suggestions, but it didn't actually go to the page. But I'll try it again.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any problem getting onto the page.
So it's lovesvoicechangesyou.com.
Yes.
Sometimes it's good to try on another computer because the...
Yeah, I know. I tried it on one of the engines, and it didn't go through either. So
yeah,
it wasn't just
come,
a search
it's not
engine.
Coming for me.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having me on, Maggie.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks
and,
for being
on.
We'll
talk to you later.
Yes, that's
bye.
Wonderful. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, so we're getting ready to wrap up with our show for today. I did want to mention for all our listeners, because, you know, one of my most favorite books, I'm sure yours will be one of mine too, Pat, but is Anita Morjani's Dying to Be Me. It's a book I tell everyone about. It's about her journey back from stage 4 lymphoma when she had a near-death experience and was in a coma, wasn't supposed to last the night. She comes back to tell her story from the other side, and she really, her message is love is all there is, live fearlessly. And exactly what Pat's message is that we are just here. We are pure love. The voice is there for all of us. That's who we are. And living fearlessly is the biggest message because it's fear that stops us from you know, the self-worth. It's fear that interferes with all of those things. And she has a really great way of getting that message out there. She's going to be in Blythe, Ontario on the 21st of April, which I am going to see her. But the event, I do believe, is sold out. But if you get a chance to see Anita, you'll love her just like you'll love Pat. And I'm looking forward to meeting you, Pat, at the on May 3rd.
And
which
are
happens
you?
To Yeah, that happens to be my birthday, so I think this is a pretty special sign that we get to meet on that day.
Well, that'd be great.
And we're going to wrap up. So is there anything, that any last thoughts for the listeners, or anything you'd like to say to feel complete for our show today?
This book is meant to show people that they're loved, basically very loved unconditionally. There is no conditions. You're never judged by spirit, ever. And you're co-creators with God. And you're here as you have a mission, you have a purpose, and you have a dream. And that dream needs to be fulfilled. You need to let fear go. That's what this book is about, letting fear go and let love be your guide and your protector. And you're safe, whatever you do. You can have anything. You can be anything, and you can do anything. All you need to do is ask Spirit to help you know what that is. And Spirit will show you. You need to do things, but you will be given direction and guidance and be guarded at all times. I've learned this full. I've learned it for myself, and I'm passing this on to whoever will listen and who are open.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Pat. It's been a lovely hour. I'm looking forward to meeting you. I hope that all our listeners have a beautiful day, that you remember who you are, that you live fearlessly, and that if you're in Thunder Bay, get in hold of Joan and get signed up for Pat's workshops. You won't be sorry, or at least commit to coming to the Friday night so you can hear her wonderful message and learn more about her. Thanks, and everyone have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon, Pat.
Thank you, Maggie.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.